Well, hello and welcome to the Mixed Media Audio Zine. This is DJ Frederick. Mixed Media Audio Zine is a monthly radio show about zines and underground publishing and new indie music. It's a blend of paper culture and radio. Thanks for coming along for the ride. And this is the July 2012 edition of the Mixed Media Audio Zine, which means it is the International Zine Month, and we're going to jump right into some activities that we all could be doing this month and every month in celebration of zines. If you have an account on We Make Zines, a social networking site just for zines, log in to talk about International Zine Month. If you don't have an account yet, start one. That's at wemakezines.ning.com. You can celebrate International Zine Month by ordering something from a zine distro or writing them a letter or email telling them that you appreciate what they do. You can also celebrate Zine Month by organizing your zine collection, and I know this is something I need to do. Or you could teach yourself a new skill, how to make a one-page zine, a new binding technique, photocopier art, or other skills related to independent publishing. And we'll talk about more things you can do for International Zine Month as the show progresses. First, I wanted to talk about a new zine that I received, about a month ago, called Library Sciences Issue 1. It's a zine about music created by Jenny Cotterill and Sarah Lyons. It includes lyrics and some very cool illustrations to their songs. Jenny and Sarah write in the introduction, "Welcome to the first issue of Library Sciences. What you are about to look at and listen to is the product of a collaborative effort between two best friends. We like to think of it as an art project with an original soundtrack. Library Sciences started after we realized we had been writing songs and sharing them with each other for several months, but never really did anything with them. Rather than just letting them languish in our email inboxes, never to be heard by anyone but ourselves, we started working together to polish them, trading ideas, and helping each other fill in holes. As a result, we ended up with 6 complete songs, 3 by each of us, but each tinged with the additional interpretation and talent of the other. Every issue of Library Sciences is based around a specific theme. When we started putting together this issue, we thought it would be about love, but as we listened to the songs we had written and began to illustrate them, we came to the realization that it's less about love as a concrete emotion and more about the peripheral feelings that come with being in love, the things that pull at your heartstrings, that make you second-guess yourself, the element of confusion involved. These are songs about love, but they are not necessarily love songs. We hope you enjoy this first installment of Library Sciences as much as we enjoyed making it, and we look forward to creating and releasing future issues." We're going to hear track 6 from this zine CD compilation called "I Wish I Was Your Jacket."
In my mouth for trouble.
Music from Jenny Cotterill and Sarah Lyons from their zine, Library Sciences, Issue 1. For more information, check them out at www.facebook.com/librarysciences. This is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the Mixed Media Audio Zine for July 2012, which means it is International Zine Month, and we're taking a look at some of the things that we can do to celebrate zines this month and every month of the year. This would be a good month to check out a different type of zine than you normally read. Why stay stuck in the same box? Try something new. Or reread your favorite zines. We all have our favorites. Why not sit down and read them again? You could also host, attend, or participate in a zine reading. If there are no zine readings where you live, why not just organize one? Invite a few friends over, get some zines out, some iced tea, and enjoy. And we'll look at some more activities for International Zine Month coming up in the program. But first, I want to get back to some music. This is from the compilation called A Cure for the Brokenhearted, an Edible Onion compilation. This is an absolutely incredible record label where a lot of love and care goes into their homemade releases. We're going to hear a track from Breyer called Crocus, the Soft Mountain version.
Lays rust in barren rooms.
Prayer in a tune called Crocus from the compilation A Cure for the Brokenhearted, an Edible Onion compilation. For more information, check out www.edibleonion.com. This is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the Mixed Media Audio Zine for July 2012. I publish a zine called Paper Radio, which is about pirate radio, shortwave listening, community radio, and other media topics. What I didn't know when I named my zine Paper Radio is that there are a group of people who are producing audio plays under the name of Paper Radio at paperradio.net. For the past 2 months, I've been playing segments of Thomas and Slay's story, Weather, and this is the third and concluding part, Thomas and Slay's Weather.
P-A-P-E-R-A-D-I-O.
Paper Radio. Stories that talk.
You're with Paper Radio. From New Zealand's Thomas and Slay comes this third and final installment of her series, Weather.
Misha is sitting on the train and the person next to him disappears. It is one of the weather forecasters. Misha thinks this is strange. Elsewhere, Jenny thinks about cleaning the biscuit tin. Riri thinks about Tom Cruise. Frank thinks about James. James thinks about withholding tax. Ron thinks about the marathon clinic. Simone thinks about being delightful. Was this difficult? Ben thinks about sleeping in and going back to sleep and getting up in it. Trish thinks about dry hands in the room. Dennis thinks about three footnotes and how they could be amalgamated. Jess thinks about the type of plums for jam. Carl thinks about black velvet. Shirahini thinks about beginning and the likelihood. Cam thinks about the bigger his tongue got. Rob thinks, who needs an application? Sumi thinks about the pressure of the small toe on the outside of the shoe. Clive thinks about section A relocated to paragraph 6. Shireem thinks to be sure. Clementine thinks that's nice and sigh. Summer thinks three more, then two, then one, and... Andrew thinks was an interior decorator and furniture designer. Sharon thinks walk slowly and look ahead and I hope my fly is done up. Jose thinks 99 bottles of beer on the... Tyrone thinks about sliding down low. Jack thinks slack. Augustus thinks to the end of the line, then go back to the beginning, read the whole thing through. Tim thinks please. Stefan thinks shuffles and movement, slip, slip, slip. Pierre thinks I have higher relationships and lower and nothing in between. Marcia thinks, just rip it, please, just rip it, ow, ouch, oh God. Jasleen thinks, I'm walking, I'll reach the corner, then in 2 minutes, I'll be slightly closer. I can't wait, I've seen that dog before, one day at the beach. It was with the same owner, I'm sure. It will be in my way in. Dan thinks, change screens in 2 seconds to city view with temperatures showing. Wait, Anika has disappeared.
Thank you.
Brian Reichert with No Cigar from A Cure for the Brokenhearted, an Edible Onion compilation. This is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the Mixed Media Audio Zine for July 2012, celebrating paper culture, zines, and indie music. Well, July is International Zine Month, and I've been talking about some activities that one can do during this month or any month to celebrate the world of zines. For example, try something new. If you draw comics, try writing a personal story. If you write fiction, try writing nonfiction. If you write poetry, try drawing comics. Write a letter to a zine person that you have never written before to let them know you liked what they created. Or you could create a care package to send to a zine friend, filled with neat zine stuff, rub-on letters, glue sticks, clip art, and other cool creations. Make some mail art. Decorate envelopes, or make an artist's trading card. And you can teach a friend or family member about zines. One of the zines that I received in the mail recently is called The Whales Will Fuss Over Me by Bergen Matthews, published by Lady Muleskinner Press in Birmingham, Alabama. And if I'm massacring your name, Bergen, I totally apologize. The Whales Will Fuss Over Me includes a true story, six short poems accompanied by photographic illustrations taken from real life, nine short stories in a poem, and anyway, I was excited from a coffee house and an epilogue. Now I would like to read the opening true story by Bergen Matthews. For 2 years in college, I worked as a fortune cookie writer for a company out of Hyde Park, New York. I was paid $1 for every fortune they used. I had hoped to inject a kind of artistry into the medium with each fortune I wrote, but they bought fewer and fewer of my fortunes, and of course I never saw the cookies, and eventually I just gave it up. All in all, I had made probably $70, which was better than nothing. It was the first time I had been paid anything, however small, for my writing. 4 or 5 years after all of that, I was at a Chinese restaurant in Apex, North Carolina, where I received what I immediately recognized as one of my own fortunes. It was one of the first ones I had written, I remember, and it went like this. Learn to embrace the things that you don't understand. And for more information on The Whales Will Fuss Over Me, you can check out www.LadyMuleskinnerPress.com. I'd like to read one other piece from the zine by Bergen Matthews. This is one of the short stories, simply entitled or numbered 4. He rented a room over the Undertaker's and had an aquarium full of snakes. Sometimes they got out and got lost between the wall, and he never saw them again. This is a true story. At night, some nights he played them Mozart and cried. Once he went to a bonfire dressed as a milkshake, and somebody had held a gun to his head. he sometimes wondered how all of these things had come to pass. The New Heaven and the New Earth, from A Cure for the Brokenhearted, an Edible Onion compilation. That song was called The Book of Floating. This is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the Mixed Media Audio Zine for July 2012. If you'd like to write to me, please email FMOE, that's Frederick Michael Oscar Echo, at colby-sawyer.edu. That's FMOE. At colby-sawyer.edu. I'd like to end the program with one more song from Library Sciences by Jenny Cottrell and Sarah Lyons. This is a tune called A New Mess. Thanks for listening.
give way, away till water breaks and a new mess is born. Maybe my father's genes are bleeding through everything my mother raised me to be, virtuous, pious and clean, and most importantly, long-suffering. Where do we get these ideas to pull things apart? It's so hard to manage the mechanics of hearts. Each time we do this, it's a scandalous burn. Whether or not we talk about it, this behavior is learned. What is it about stability that makes us turn our heads and talk in our sleep and give way, away till water breaks and a new